Have you ever been told you're too nice and you wanted to respond, thanks, I think? Welcome to Loud and Lifted Quick Lift, the under 10 minute episode where we turn big insights into small, repeatable moves you can actually use this week. I'm your host, Betsy Hamm. Today, I'm recapping my conversation with Allison Fragile, psychologist and author of Likeable Badass, and we're focusing on one core idea, being likable, but also being a badass. Let's get into it. First, let's start with the definition. A likable badass is someone who shows up with a blend of two essential traits, capability and care. It's about being both assertive and warm, demonstrating that you know what you're doing, what you're good at, and that you genuinely care about others. This combination of assertiveness and warmth is powerful. It's the surest way to earn respect from others. When people meet us, they subconsciously assess two things: our ability to get things done and our concern for others. These judgments aren't random. They're based on whether we can control our environment and get results, and whether we care about more than just ourselves. This blend is crucial for respect, which opens doors to so many other good things in life. So takeaway number one is the two-part status equation of warmth and competence. Allison breaks status down into two fast judgments people make about you. Warmth: are you a friend or are you a foe? And are your intentions good? And two, competence: are you capable or not? And can you deliver the results? And here's the magic. When you consistently can signal both, people don't just like you, they respect you. And when you get respect, that becomes influence. So Allison gave some examples of some of those warmth signals. Maybe it's a genuine compliment. Maybe it's bringing somebody into a conversation, a thoughtful check-in, crediting someone publicly. She also talked about some of those signals that are natural to others and maybe not to some. For example, smiling. She said sometimes when people meet her or she sees pictures of herself, she kind of has like a scowl, or I'm sure some people could say they have an RBF. So you just smiling randomly may not be the most authentic move. So figuring out what are those cues that make sense to you, because we're all different, that are comfortable, that signal warmth. So your quick lift this week is to do those two things, right? Pick the one signal that you're just going to turn up. And again, the balance here is still being genuine and authentic. Don't go around giving compliments that you don't mean or smiling when you really don't want to, but it's just being intentional about those warmth signals and how you're interacting with others, and just crank it up a tiny bit. So that's the first part with warmth. And then the second part is those competence signals. And how do you show competence? Again, turn it up a little bit. Think about a crisp point of view. Have decisive language. Bring a solution, not just a problem. And a lot of this is how we talk and how we communicate. You can go back and listen to Sarita's episode from last season where we talked about that competence and that confidence that comes across with how you're positioning your ideas and not being afraid to speak up. So you're not changing who you are. You're just being intentional about what your audience can actually see. So one warmth signal to focus on and one competence signal to focus on in the coming week is takeaway number one. Takeaway number two, power versus status. And a title doesn't guarantee respect. So Allison draws a clear line. Power equals control of resources. Think about money, decisions, rewards, consequences. That's what it means when you have power. Status is just being respected and valued by others, no matter what your title is. You can have power and still be the person nobody respects. And I say that, and I'm sure many people come to the top of your mind of someone who has power or the title, but they don't have that status. However, you can have status without a huge title and still influence the room. So there's a balance, and like one can be without the other. The ideal would be to have both, of course. So the quick lift move for this is if you're going after promotion, a raise, or just a bigger seat at the table, Allison's point is to build status first. If your audience doesn't value you, they're less likely to hand you that power. So the ask, what signals would make them value you more? Is it the warmth, the competence, or both? Then act accordingly. Takeaway number three, what you're too nice really means. And the fix is adding, not subtracting. So this is a big myth buster. When people say you're too nice, they usually don't mean, could you be less kind and be cruel? Nobody's asking for that. What this typically means is, I'm not seeing enough of competence or confidence or results from you. So the fix is not to become colder or, again, to be mean. The fix is adding more competent signals without subtracting warmth. Allison literally frames this as adding, not subtracting. And, you know, this is one that really hits home for me. Not that I was ever told I was too nice, but I have seen countless women in my career who have been legit too nice. And it wasn't because they didn't have the competence. They knew what they were doing. They were good at their jobs, but they were so afraid to make a decision, to be accountable, to give their opinion. And they had the ability to be competent, but they weren't showing it. They weren't acting on it. So they would never want to make a decision. They were afraid to give their opinion. They couched every conversation that they had as, I'm not sure. I don't know. This is dumb. Again, going back to the negative language. And they had that reputation of, oh, they're just so nice. This person's so nice. They're so nice. They're too nice. They're too nice. And again, lovely women, lovely people, but they needed to show their competence more. Takeaway number four was around self-promotion and the brag and thank. And Allison explains why self-promotion is hard, but we need to do it because it boosts confidence, but it can also threaten your warmth. And this goes back to many conversations we've had around image and building your personal brand and exposure. And this is something that a lot of women struggle with, but it goes back to the fact that we need to be able to promote ourselves. This is how we're going to continue to be successful, get promotions, get more opportunities. So her fix for this is if you feel uncomfortable promoting yourself or even taking credit, do a dual promotion. And she calls this the brag and thank. You take credit, and you also share the credit. And I think this is great because so often at work, we're working on projects that took multiple people, different teams. Very seldom something is completely independent. It's a team effort a lot of times, right? So let's take the credit, but then also thank others. So her example was, I'm really proud of the results we drove. Conversions increased and timelines improved. Huge thanks to Kristen and Aaron for their partnership to make it happen. So I'm saying I'm really proud we drove results, but I'm also thanking my other team members who helped me get this project done. So you signaled competence, I delivered impact, and I was signaling warmth. I value others and I recognize contributions. And the other piece of this is just don't self-deprecate. Again, we need to be comfortable with self-promotion. And so we don't have to act shy about it or deflect or completely give credit to somebody else. Take the credit that you deserve and also thank the others who were part of it. The quick lift move here is use a brag and thanks once this week. Maybe it's a weekly update to your boss, a project recap email, a meeting shout out, a LinkedIn post, whatever it is. I'm sure you can find one thing that you can put out there that you've been part of and contributed to show your competence, but then also thank others. The last takeaway was around tough conversations and thinking past, present, and future signals. Allison's reframe is gold. A difficult conversation is not just that moment. It's on a relationship timeline. So we'll start with the present and in the moment. And if you have to have that tough conversation with someone on your team, you need to show that you care and that you're right and that you're informed. The past part of that is building respect before you need to have that conversation. So when tough conversations happen, you already have that relationship built. You have that confidence between each other that you have everyone's right intentions in place. And you can have that conversation hopefully a little bit easier. And then you think about the future, because sometimes you're going to have a tough conversation and it's just not going to go well. Maybe you came across too harsh. Maybe you didn't come across harsh enough, but you're human. These things are going to happen. And you can repair that with future signals. So say you have a tough conversation with someone on your team. After that happens in the coming weeks, doesn't have to be 24 hours later. Think about how you can show your support, your feedback, your opportunities, your acknowledgement. It's just a blip on a timeline and you have to figure out how to move on. But this is where I think a lot of women struggle because they don't want to have the tough conversations because they like the person, they want to be likable. But those tough conversations have to happen because if you do ignore them or you don't have them or you're too nice during the conversation, you're going to start to lose respect from those around you. So have the tough conversation, but do it in a caring way, but make sure you're getting your point across. So the quick lift move here is before the next tough conversation that you have to have, plan for it. Write two lines. How will you show that you care? But then how are you also going to show that you're clear and confident? And again, this is a balance. This is something that I certainly have struggled with where I did care about the person and it was one blip in time, but I needed to get a point across. And I know there was times where I was too nice and I didn't come across harsh enough with my point. But then there's also times that maybe I came across too harsh. So it's a balance. It's a fine line. You have to be really intentional. And I think the best way to do this is to practice. And maybe it's a conversation that you should have had. And now you're sitting here thinking about, wow, a couple weeks ago, I really should have had that conversation with that person. And you didn't. So go back and do that exercise. Do it in your head, do it in the car, write it down, but go through those steps of what you should have said. Because if you continue to practice this, it just becomes easier. So here's your quick lift summary. Status is built when people experience you as warm and capable. And move is usually adding, not subtracting. Be intentional about building relationships and caring about others authentically, but also ensure you're getting shit done and doing what you say you will. If this hit home, share it with a friend who's trying to be respected without turning into someone she doesn't recognize. And if you want more Allison, start at her website and the newsletter, The Upper Hand. We'll link everything in the show notes. Thanks for listening to Loud and Lifted. Until next time, stay loud, be likable, and don't forget to be a badass.